You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Phelps 92.3 The Fan. Time to talk a little baseball as the Indians get set for their wild card series. They host the Yankees tonight at the ballpark, and we bring in Mike Petriello from MLB StatCast. He'll be on tonight's broadcast. Also works for MLB.com. He's a friend of the show. He's been on before. Mike, how are you? It's great to have you on the show again.
Hey, guys. I'm excited for some baseball tonight.
So are we, especially after all the news from the NFL today about the positive COVID testing coming from Tennessee. First of all, just give me your thoughts on this Yankees-Indians series. In the past, we might have some kind of a feel because the teams had played each other during the regular season. Now we're all going into this with, you know, blindfolds on, just trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen against two teams that haven't played against each other this year.
Yeah, that's true really across the entire playoffs. I'm kind of excited for that. Like here in New York, I've seen the Yankees play the East teams like a million different times. I'm excited to see a different kind of matchup. You know, it's not necessarily going to benefit either side. You know, the Yankees hitters haven't seen a Cleveland pitchers and vice versa. But we are really blessed, I guess, to have a Bieber-Cole matchup. I don't know that you literally could have come up with a better pairing than that outside of maybe Jacob deGrom. And I'm kind of excited to see how these teams are going to approach it. Like, there's a certain point where the lineup's going to have all the strategy they want, and it might not matter because these guys are two of the three or so best pitchers on earth.
Mike, where are the Yankees right now? You know, they were beat up early in the season. They're putting outfielders in and out. What does this team look like as it goes into this series?
It's been a really weird year. There have been times where they look like they're one of the best teams in baseball and a couple week stretch where they forgot how to play. And it's really been, as usual for them, entirely based on health. They have LeMahieu back, who looks like he's, you know, an MVP candidate. Stanton is back. Judge is back. Those guys haven't necessarily looked like themselves since they've come back, but generally when they're healthy, they are, you know, elite quality hitters. The Yankees, I think, have an underrated problem that not enough people talk about, and that's their defense. And I'm not just talking about Gary Sanchez, who isn't even going to start behind the plate tonight anyway. Gleyber Torres has been really rough at shortstop. Like, to me, that's the biggest advantage that Cleveland has, is that they've got pretty good infield defense, and the Yankees infield defense has been kind of an issue. So that could be a turning point. You know, like if you don't turn a double play, if you don't get to a ground ball, I think Torres is a little overmatched at shortstop and in a short series and a three game series between two closely matched teams, that could be enough to turn it one way or the other.
Hey, Mike, let me throw this at you. Is there a world where maybe the Indians shouldn't have started Bieber tonight? You know, knowing how, you know, anemic the offense can be at times, and knowing, you know, what the Yankees are throwing at them tonight, that maybe you, it's a weird way to look at it, but maybe you just roll the dice and let Bieber go in game two and then make it a one game series for game three. I'm curious if what you think of that thought.
Well, I have a short answer and a long answer. The short answer is no, absolutely not. You know, you have Shane Bieber and you use him. If you look back at every three-game series over the last year or two, the team that wins the first game goes on to win about three-quarters of the time. You know, you want to do whatever you can to win that first game. The longer answer is, it's been actually kind of interesting to see what teams are doing in this postseason. Like, the Blue Jays aren't starting Hyunjin Ryu. You know, they're starting Matt Shoemaker first, which is surprising to me. The Cardinals are starting Kim, who's been, you know, decent, but, you know, Jack Flaherty is going to start game three for them. There have been some surprising decisions for me. But no, if you are Cleveland, you've got to get the best pitcher in the league, probably the best pitcher in the sport right there, out there. And that's not just for this series, too. It's beyond. You don't want to have him pushed back and then need an extra day rest, and it kind of piles up as you go on. So you have to start him tonight.
When you think of the Indians' offense, what do you think, Mike? Does your stomach churn, or are you thinking, okay, it's better than everybody thinks?
Well, I queue up a lot of highlights of Jose Ramirez and previous years of Francisco Lindor, and then I go and make a sandwich, I think. It's been, you guys have watched. I knew that the rest of the offense wasn't strong, but I was surprised at the extent of it. Like, the outfield, which has been poor for years, literally just put up the worst outfield OPS in the history of baseball. You know, the catchers were like second worst, not short season, right? Obviously. And Perez was a good hitter last year, no doubt. But man, it's rough, and it's not that big a surprise. Like I've been kind of saying this for about 3 years that the Indians don't have a good outfield. They are not going to be in a good spot tonight. I'll tell you that. I mean, if it's not going to be Jose Ramirez, then I'm not sure what they're going to do. It's a lot of pressure to put on one guy.
Do you have a theory or philosophy? I actually was looking at your Twitter, so I'm kind of cheated on this, but the best way to score against Cole.
Hit homers. I mean, it's kind of the same thing for both Cole and Bieber, right? Like, these guys are so good. They are the owners of the two best single-season strikeout rates in the history of baseball, right? Last year for Cole, this year for Bieber. Obviously, you know, small samples, and everybody strikes out more these days. That's part of it. You are not going to be able to string together rallies against these guys. Like, you won't get a couple of singles and a walk. It's just not going to happen. And when you look at how teams have scored upon them this year, both guys have had about two-thirds of their runs allowed coming on home runs. You know, and I get it if people don't like that as an entertaining way to watch baseball or the style of baseball they prefer. Like, that makes a ton of sense. But you need to hope to run into a homer, especially with kind of a weak Cleveland offense. You know, I don't know how you can expect to go up there and get productive outs and sacrifice bunt. It's not going to work. Whoever hits the most homers tonight is going to win this game.
Mike, the Indians' starting pitching has been, you know, the key to this team for a number of years now. And we keep kind of looking at it, and I won't say skeptically because that's not the case, but it's amazing to me anyway. You get rid of Corey Kluber, he might not be the same guy. You get rid of Trevor Bauer, you get rid of Clevinger, he's dinged up right now. And yet the starting pitching has still been what everybody says is the key to this team. Is the starting pitching that's still here as good as it's being billed to be?
I think so. I mean, Bieber is going to win the Cy Young unanimously. All right, I would actually make an argument for him to be the most valuable player of the American League this year. He won't win it, I don't think. But the fact that we can even have that conversation says a lot about it. And you're right. You know, like, if you would have said 3 years ago, you know, hey, these, you know, Kluber's gone, Bauer's gone, Clevinger's gone, okay, Carrasco's still around, and the rotation's going to be really, really good, that tells you a lot about how great, and I would argue still underrated, the Cleveland player development staff has been. I guess part of the issue, though, is when they've traded those guys away, the return on them hasn't been that great yet. You know, like, obviously Clevinger, you know, for some prospects, it's still too soon to say. So that's been, I think, a little bit of a failing that they couldn't turn those guys into more offense. But the fact that you can get a Shane Bieber, who exhibited, you know, pretty good control as an amateur, but certainly never velocity like this, and help him add some juice, like, that's sort of the opposite of the way it used to be. It used to be find a guy who could throw hard and hope you could maybe get him to throw strikes. They sort of turned that on their head, and I think that's really interesting, and it's a huge credit to their entire player development system.
Mike Petriello joining us from MLB.com. He'll be on tonight's call, ESPN StatCast broadcast. I'm curious, is there an Alomar factor here? Like, and I don't know that you can predict that through numbers or in any way, but do you see a Sandy Alomar Jr. factor in this being the manager compared to, you know, Terry Francona?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's a really difficult one to answer. You know, we've never really had a great way to quantify what a manager does or doesn't do. Certainly, Francona's track record in multiple places now speaks for itself. But I don't know that either manager would have a good solution for getting more offense out of the outfield, especially, you know, unless there's a particular reason that Francisco Lindor hasn't been as productive this year. And I looked, his underlying stats, not that different. You know, he's still striking out, walking about the same, hitting the ball as hard. He might manage the bullpen a little bit differently, but to be honest, when you're going to go from Bieber to like Karinchak and Ali Perez and Simber in hand, it's almost a little hard to mess that up. So if there is a difference, I think it's going to be hard to spot, but certainly Cleveland hopes it doesn't come down to that.
Mike, what would you do with Francisco Lindor if you're the Indians?
In terms of the series. For the future?
Yeah, not for the series. Just looking after this season and knowing what's ahead down the road.
Well, if it were up to me, I would give him as much money as it possibly takes to keep him in Cleveland. Yeah, I know, it's easy for me to say, right? It's not coming out of my bank account.
Because you're in New
York. Yeah, right. Well, I mean, listen, I know he's had a great year this year, but he is pretty much everything you want in a player, right? He's obviously talented, and he's proved it from day one. He's young and he's stayed healthy. And as far as we know publicly, like off the field as a person, as an ambassador for baseball, you know, is simply not a negative thing you could say about him. There is not a single reason I can think of that you would be a better team without Lindor than you would be with him. It really comes down to, does he want to stay, which it seems like he'd be willing to, and are you willing to pay him, which is obviously the biggest question. And that was true, you know, months ago, and it might be especially true now just because of the state of the world and the fact that there have been no fans in the seats. I don't know what the free agent market's going to look like for anybody. But yeah, if it were me, there's no way I let that man leave my team.
Hey, Mike, how do you think the Yankees will approach Hand and Karinchak at the back end of the bullpen? How does that play out? You know, a lot of times you get that you know, I shouldn't say a lot of times because Mariano Rivera was something special, but there's a fear sometimes when you have to face somebody like that. What do you think the fear factor, I guess, maybe we'll call it that, against Hand and Karinchak for the Yankees towards the back end of the Indians bullpen?
Yeah, Karinchak, I know, is not necessarily well known outside of Cleveland or outside of maybe fantasy baseball circles. But just watching him pitch as an observer on TV, I'm sitting on my couch and I am uncomfortable watching that man pitch. I cannot imagine what it is like to stand in the box against him. You know, he's got the straight over the top windup, and then obviously, you know, 99, and then a breaking ball that drops and it looks like it's coming out of the exact same spot. That's a huge part of it. So you can't know until the last minute. I'm not going to say he's the best reliever in baseball quite yet, because he's not, but you know, the hard to quantify fear factor, he is at or near the top of my list. And that's no disrespect to Brad Hand, who is a very good reliever and has been for quite some time. But I feel like Brad Hand is a guy you can go up there and say, okay, I'm going to try to time that slider. I know it's coming out of a weird angle, but I have a chance to hit it. But Karinchak, forget it. You might as well go up there with your eyes closed.
Who wins the series?
Yep. I made a prediction at MLB.com, and I already forget what it was. I think I said Yankees because everybody's getting healthier and because I don't trust the Indians' offense to do much at all. But listen, if Bieber comes out and shuts them down tonight, like I said, the team that wins game one is going to win the series probably about three-quarters of the time. You know, so Mike, it's a lot to put on Bieber.
Mike, last question for you. When you're watching ESPN StatCast broadcast, why is that different than, or explain to folks why it's different than a regular broadcast?
Yeah, it's going to be on ESPN Plus tonight. So that's the digital app, not a TV channel, because they have so many different games to air. Myself, Jason Benetti, and Kyle Peterson, it's still going to be a baseball game. Like, we are still going to call a game in the way that you're used to, but we're going to approach it from a different angle. I mean, first of all, we're going to have way more fun than anybody. There's no one's going to enjoy watching James Karinchak tonight more than me. And we're going to, you know, show some new stats and some new angles and try to explain why teams behave the way they do. Like, I'm going to explain why Jose Ramirez being from 1-for-9 against Gerrit Cole doesn't matter, because I've got some great video of him smashing line drive outs, you know. So we've got all sorts of stats that'll maybe predict a little bit, explain a lot. And listen, it's going to be fun. If you hate cliches, please come watch our show. And don't watch the presidential debate. Nobody wants that. Come watch ESPN Plus tonight.
All right, Mike. All eyes will be on Cleveland. You want them to be on the ballpark, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. And we're going to catch you tonight on ESPN Plus then. From MLB.com. And thank you. And ESPN StatCast, he's Mike Petriello. Nice enough to join us right here on Baskin and Phelps. And, of course, you heard him on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.